This can come in handy for computer graphics, but more important, it's how nature works. Mandelbrot designed the mathematical object now known as the Mandelbrot set, the most famous object in the history of mathematics. It became popular with followers of chaos theory because it generates pictures of ever-increasing complexity by using a deceptively minuscule recursive rule. Recursive means that something can be reapplied to itself infinitely. You can look at the set at smaller and smaller resolutions without ever reaching the limit. You'll continue to see recognizable shapes. The shapes are never the same, yet they bear an affinity to one another, a strong family resemblance. These objects play a role in aesthetics. Consider the following applications: visual arts. Most computer-generated objects are now based on some version of the Mandelbrotian fractal. We can also see fractals in architecture, paintings, and many works of visual art, of course, not consciously incorporated by the work's creator. Music. Slowly hum the four-note opening of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Ta-ta-ta-ta. Then replace each individual note with the same four-note opening, so that you end up with a measure of 16 notes. You'll see, or rather hear, that each smaller wave resembles the original larger one. Bach and Mahler, for instance, wrote sub-movements that resemble the larger movements of which they're a part. Poetry. Emily Dickinson's poetry, for instance, is fractal. The large resembles the small. It has, according to a commentator, a consciously made assemblage of dictions, meters, rhetorics, gestures, and tones.